KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. The offshore mining season is coming to a close in Nome. A record number of dredges are operating. The city of Nome does see a revenue increase during the summer months from city sales taxes, but there are immediate needs and concerns regarding offshore mining. Ever since the Department of Natural Resources held a lease sale back in 2011 for offshore mining in Nome, the harbor staff has seen an increase in activity. That increase in activity has meant a need for the increase in harbor staff and spill responses. And there's just an increase in the sheer number of vessels that now crowd the harbor. While the city of Nome welcomes new industry, the city also asks for the state of Alaska to claim some responsibility with responding to issues regarding their $9 million lease sale. Nome Mayor Denise Michaels says since day one, the city has been in contact with the DNR, the Department of Environmental Conservation, the ADF&G, the state troopers, and various agencies. Michaels says from the very beginning, a concern from the city was that the port was already maxed out.
And with this new influx, we had no place to put it. If it was slow growth, we would have been able to, you know, put funds away for the infrastructure needed. But it's been a very fast growth. Last year, there was 113 vessels. The year before that, a little less. And this year, DNR received 204 permits. And the vessels are getting larger and larger. They're more the barge type.
Well, the city of Nome has asked for DNR personnel, and they did receive it. The city also asked for seasonal Department of Environmental Conservation personnel to respond to spills and environmental issues. That request has not been addressed, and neither has their request for moorage facilities, so vessel users can safely get on and off their vessels.
We have not received any funds from the state for the infrastructure, nor have we received a DEC seasonal part-time person. We're very grateful with Commissioner Sullivan. When we met with him, he did provide a DNR staff. So there's the enforcement part is missing, and the City of Nome staff, we are stuck with all of the work that has to be done to manage this flow of the increase.
And safety is a concern. With more traffic, the harbor has had to hire more people so port and harbor traffic can be monitored and directed 24 hours a day. And spill response is perhaps the biggest concern. The DEC received 6 reports of spills of various sorts in Nome. Most were small 1 to 6 gallon spills. The biggest spill, according to their reports, was 18 gallons of hydraulic oil, a spill that took place 6 miles west of Nome.
There are good ambassadors out there, but there are also some folks that don't report their spills because there's no enforcement agency there, so there's no need to call it in. So there's no repercussions for bad behavior, and that's the two pieces we're missing. We'll continue to work with, you know, the administration on that.
Michaels says they held a House Resources Committee meeting here in Nome recently. The city asks that they consider a portion of the gold royalties that the state receives from mining to be given to Nome as revenue sharing.
This is not a new tax. We're not asking for new taxes. We're asking for existing taxes that they do collect to just get a portion of it to help us with the infrastructure and the impacts that we are dealing with.
With the gold mining industry so dependent upon the price of gold, it's unclear, of course, how many miners are expected to return next season. The Alaska State Personnel Board has voted to include the same-sex partners of state employees in the definition of immediate family for purposes of leave. On Thursday, the board changed rules that allow state employees to take leave due to a serious health condition of a same-sex partner. To be eligible, rules state that the same-sex partners must provide proof that they and their partners meet 5 criteria. Those requirements include things like a shared mortgage or rental agreement. Same-sex marriage is barred under Alaska's constitution, but the Alaska Supreme Court has found it is unconstitutional to offer valuable benefits to the spouses of public employees, but not to same-sex domestic partners. The rules go into effect October 19th. Damage to the Cape Nome jetty caused by storms in November of 2011 should soon return to pre-storm condition. FEMA denied Nome's request for funds to fully repair the jetty, but when Senator Begich arrived in Nome on Saturday, so did State Director of Homeland Security John Madden and FEMA Administrator Ken Murphy. Nome City Manager Josie Bankey took advantage of Madden and Murphy's visit to give them a tour of Cape Nome and show them the storm damage. Bankey's tour, combined with a letter from Murphy to FEMA, has pushed Nome's appeal for storm repair funding to an immediate concern.
Mr. Murphy has assured us that this is a top priority for him to get off his desk, so we hope to find some sort of resolution soon and get the repairs made and maybe even some improvements made as a result. And so good news for us.
Project manager Joy Baker says Nome's deepwater port study continues with two offshore buoys that will be retrieved at the end of the season. Review will follow with a Phase 1 draft report expected by November 30th. Harbormaster Lucas Stott said a Russian research vessel collided with the Nome City dock after losing engine power during departure. Temporary repairs have left the dock in workable condition, and permanent repairs are being investigated. Project manager Joy Baker says Nome's fish dock fenders are in critical need of repair and redesign.
The fender system in place is failing. We have to do something.
14 years of winter ice have damaged the fenders. Several designs have been proposed, and bids should be released this winter, with fender installation beginning next summer. Finally, Bryant Hammond and Roland Trowbridge swore oaths last night, officially joining Nome's Port Commission. And whales have earwax. By studying the earwax from a dead blue whale, scientists have reconstructed the whale's age and chronicled the hormones the whale released and the chemicals the whale absorbed through its lifetime. The Christian Science Monitor reports to reach their conclusions, scientists studied two of earwax's properties, wax and lipids. The wax is composed of alternating light and dark layers, with each layer translating to about 6 months. So the wax provides an estimate of the whale's age. The lipids collect hormones and contaminants. Lipids are the same things that compose fat, and fat has long been regarded as a reliable repository for hormones and contaminants. Since earwax is made of lipids, it too is packed with the pollutants the animal has been exposed to and the hormones it has produced. At the moment, scientists cannot distinguish which hormone changes are natural and which are human-caused, but scientists say studying earwax from whales could reveal how humans influence the lives of these mammals. And Pope Francis has appointed Fairbanks Bishop Donald J. Kettler to lead the Diocese of St. Cloud, Minnesota. The Vatican announced the appointment at 2 in the morning Alaska time today. Bishop Kettler was in St. Cloud and joined diocesan officials for the announcement. The installation is scheduled for Thursday, November 7th. In the meantime, Bishop Kettler will prepare the Fairbanks Diocese for a smooth transition until Pope Francis appoints a new bishop for Fairbanks. An appointed administrator will direct the diocese. The price of gold in New York is down $32.40 an ounce to $1,333.70. An ounce of silver down $1.13 to $22.06. It's unofficially 26 degrees at the KNOM studios, coming up on 11 minutes after 9 o'clock.